PCS, LTPCS, now SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs.
Lord, you done so much for me.
Kelly's Sitting Service Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Are you grateful today?
KAYT and KQJOFM. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I exhort thee therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, and intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. We're talking about by Jesus. It says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to God, giving thanks to his name. Be careful for nothing, but in all things, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto God. I'm going to read that again, Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. This is our assignment. This is what we're supposed to do. And I give thanks to God today because, and I praise him because of all his blessings and all of his goodness. He has blessed us to see the beginning of the new year 2020. We know and we understand the church has a super important and pressing role to play before Jesus returns. It is our duty as the church to know where we stand with God. God has established his church through Jesus Christ. We know Jesus. He was a perfect sacrifice. He was pure and holy and without sin, without guile or hypocrisy. Jesus, he set up the rules and the regulations and the order for God's church. Saints of God, we need to hear this. You know, and these rules and these regulations will always and forever be here to lead and guide us. We know the story of Jesus, how he suffered many hardships, many trials of his faith, tribulations. He suffered humiliation and even death on the cross to bring us God's laws and commandments for us to live by. It's important to remember, as each new year come and go, nothing of God changes. God never changes. And his word remains the same. And we see that in Psalms 89:34. God said, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the things that are gone out of my lips. This is what God says. And I say that to say this. God never changes his mind about his commandments, or our obedience to them, or our being faithfully committed to them. David said in the book of Psalms 119:89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. That's the title of our message today. The word of God is forever settled in heaven. And I make this point because the world is changing. People are changing every day. The things that they do and say are changing every day. Our government changes. Everything changes. But let me tell you one thing, saints. God never changed. You know, we're living in a world that everything is changing. The age of apostasy. It's the definition for apostasy is the abandonment, the turning away, the leaving, and rejecting of religious or political beliefs. And we see that every day. People are changing. They're changing. They're making their own rules and laws, and they're turning from the Bible. People are leaving the church and rejecting the truth according to the Bible. You know, they're refusing to acknowledge parts of the Bible and parts of the Word of God. You know, we have preachers and teachers of the gospel that are looking to man and the world system to eradicate homosexuality and abortions. But saints, it can't happen. They can't do it. Only God can do these things. And we're going to have to realize that only God can do these things. And you know, when we're petitioning God for anything, and we refuse to live as God requires, we leave ourselves bare, open, and empty. And we end up missing the things that's necessary for us to live a good, morally clean life. You know, a life filled with good, godly things, good, godly principles and laws. We become void of the Spirit of God. And we sure enough cannot have the presence of God in our lives. So this is the things that we run the risk of not having when we change the laws and we change them to fit ourselves. We make laws and we forget God's laws. You know, when we reject God's laws and His righteousness, we open ourselves up to Satan, and he will fill us with hate, with lies, with greed, with envy, with fears, and with all the curse of sin and the evilness of this world. And saints of God, we can see the evilness of the world today. All we have to do is turn our TV on, and in some cases, just look out our front door, and we can see evil going on any level. So when we don't allow ourselves to be governed by the Word of God, we fall prey to Satan, the devil, and all the evil spirits. You know, the evil spirits, like all these random shootings and killings and senseless murder, and that's fueled by hate. You know, all these things are byproducts of what we have missing in our lives when we leave God out. When we leave God out, we leave out the most important thing that we need to live by. We need Him to live a peaceable life and a quiet life in this world. You know, so if we want to be safe from all these shootings and killings and all the things that's going on, if we want to be safe, the only safety and security we have is in God. Only God can help us during these turbulent and evil times. In Psalms 4 and 8, it says, I will both lay me down. This is what David is saying. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou only, Lord, make me dwell in safety. He said, Lord, you're the only one that can make me dwell in safety. And he's the only one that can make us dwell in safety. In Proverbs 21 and 31, it says, the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. You know, the old folks and young folks alike, we can't separate God, and we can't separate the Bible. It's for the very old, it's for the very young, it's for the ones in the middle. And when we separate ourselves from God, you know, He can't help us. When we separate ourselves from God, He's not able to keep us safe, saints of God. He cannot keep us safe. But when we keep God in our life and make sure that he's in our life, then God can keep us safe. God can keep us safe. You know, the old folks used to say, that people are straddle the fence. You know, when they take part of the word of God and leave part out, and some of it they want to live by and some of it they don't want to live by, he says that that's what the old folks used to say, that they straddle the fence. So we have a lot of people that straddle the fence nowadays, but how many know that when you straddle the fence, you can't do the will of God? You can't do the things that God has called you to do. So we're going to have to hold fast to the things of God. We're going to have to uphold the words of God. As Christians, we know that the Bible is the word of God, and it governs our entire life, our way of living, and even our worldviews are centered around the Bible. But today, we have some that are some of these leaders of the church. You know, they're falling in unholy alliances with the world and the world's views. They turn from Scripture. In John 2 and 15, it says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world." This is what he says. "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world." And he says, "For any man that love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Saints of God, we have to know that when we start loving the world and the things that are in the world more than we love God, then this is what the word says. The love of the Father is not in him. In Romans 12 and 2, we're not to be conformed to this world, but we are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. The world is lost, and it's on a collision course that the Bible says straight to hell. The church is to be changed. Listen to this, saints. The church is to be changed by the word of God. We can't allow Satan to seduce us, to sweet talk us, you know, into evil deeds, into evil actions, you know, and doing all these evil things. We cannot allow him to talk us into that. He is a deceiver, and just like he deceived Eve, he can deceive us if we allow him to. But if we know that Satan deceived Eve, then we don't have to be deceived because we got word to stand on. We don't have to let him deceive us. You know, we have to realize Satan is in a war with God, and he's trying to pollute and dilute the gospel so that those people that are serving God won't be able to serve God. You know, they will fall prey to his evil schemes and plots. Saints of God, we can't allow that to happen. The ball is in our court. We're the ones that have to keep Satan out of our life. God has given us the word, and he's given us power over all the power of the enemy. So it's up to us to resist Satan and keep him out of our lives. You know, the word of God is strong, and we have to pray to stay strong in the Lord. God can he change the things he said that has gone out of his mouth. He will not change his word. In Psalms 89 and 34, God says, "My covenant I will not break, nor alter the things that have gone out of my lips." We read that before. He will not change, and he will not alter the things that has gone out of his lips. In Isaiah 55 and 11, God says, "So shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things that I sent it, that I have sent it to do." Saints of God, let's understand, God is a good God. and he's given us all of his word to live by. But we have to make sure